Joining us now in our studios from Dundas, Minnesota, Dundas City Administrator, Janelle Tappan. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Are you ready for a holiday weekend?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. It's Dundas in the summertime. The Dukes are playing ball. They won a couple of games over the weekend. It's like an all-American place.
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about last night the city council met. You had a number of items on the agenda. Tell us about them.
We asked the council to approve the city's seal coat program for this year, which, as you talked about the Dukes, we're kind of getting ready. The city is getting ready for the Dukes to host their state baseball tournament in mm-hmm. late August and early September. So part of that seal coat project this year will be to seal coat all of First Street, mm-hmm. which is the street that Memorial Park is on. And then, work will take place at the end of this week. So it's, you know, bang, bang, let's get it done. And then as soon as that, you know, all the gravel is swept up, we're going to proceed with striping First Street with bike lane and pedestrian crossing at First and Hester, because the East Cannon River Trail comes out down at the end of First Street, and a lot of people use that trail to get to Memorial Park to watch those Dukes games. So it's kind of a whole project focused on that area. And as we've talked about previously, we just did some, you know, improvements to Memorial Park, mm-hmm. Repaved some of the trails in there, expanded a little roundabout down by the playground and pavilion to make it more accessible, so people can, you know, drive a little bit closer to the pavilion. We have a sidewalk going up to the pavilion now, so people who need that handicapped accessibility are able to more easily make their way into the pavilion. So,
well, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
They just kept on with those improvements they've been doing, you know, or you've been doing, one thing at a time, or sometimes two or three things at a time, but it certainly adds up to some one overall pretty major change.
Yeah, we're excited that the Dukes are hosting this ball tournament and, you know, want to make Dundas look its best mm-hmm. for the, I think they've talked about having 20,000 people in town each of the weekends that they host the tournament. So that's important to us.
Oh, yeah, that's some pretty good economic return on that.
Yes, it is.
As far as the seal coating projects for this year, is that the only thing? Is First Street, or do you have other areas of the city that you'll be working on?
We are just focusing on First Street this year. Mm-hmm. As you can probably imagine, prices have gone up for materials and labor associated with all kinds of projects, and seal coat is the same as all the rest. And honestly, if it wasn't for this baseball tournament, we might have skipped a year in terms of our seal coat program, just because the prices have gone up.
Mm-hmm. Janelle Tappan, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. We're talking about the events of last night's Dundas City Council meeting. Presuming that you approved a new police officer last night. That was on the agenda.
The council did approve a new police officer. Mm-hmm. We had one of our full-time officers leave for another position in another city, and we recruited internally. We have a group of part-time officers, and we opened the position up to those part-time employees, and we had two applicants, and chose one of the applicants and made that recommendation to the city council last night. So Cody Cruz will be starting in a few weeks with us. He's been a part-time officer since early this year. His family, or he grew up in Dundas, doesn't currently live here, but, an eye towards the future, would like to move back, and we're excited to have him.
Let's talk about the overall staffing of the police department. How many full-time and part-time officers do you have now?
So we have a chief, a police chief, who is full-time, and we have two full-time police officers. And then we have, you know, a handful, a very small handful mm-hmm. of part-time police officers that we use to fill in on, you know, because with three full-time people, you're not going to cover 24/7. So we use some of those part-time people to fill in some of those shifts, and then rely on Rice County Sheriff's Department to cover Dundas when we have no internal coverage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending in, we're preparing the budget for 2023, and without going too far and making any commitments or recommendations at this point, we are evaluating, at least at this point in the budget process, whether now is the time to add another full-time officer to mm-hmm. our ranks.
In the meantime, since you've hired within, that leaves some hours that need to be covered. Will that be able to be absorbed by the other part-timers, or will you need to hire another part-time person?
It will probably be absorbed by the other part-timers, mm-hmm. But we're always, you know, pretty frequently, I'd say maybe at least once a year, we are looking for part-time police officers mm-hmm. because, you know, as you can well imagine, most of the part-time police officers are looking for a full-time career. So there's, you know, often a high amount of turnover in mm-hmm. that position.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah. Janelle Teppin from Dundas is with us. Anything else from last night?
That was about it.
All right. Now, you did have a work session about the wastewater treatment facility. Is that just kind of an update, or is there much done there?
So there, we put that off until the first meeting in July. Two of our council members were unable to make the meeting last night. Mm-hmm. So with only three there, we felt that it was a better conversation to have when all members are there.
Yeah, certainly understandable. Well, Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And have a good 4th of July. Have a nice holiday weekend. We'll see you next month.
Have a great 4th. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, joins us after Dundas Council meetings twice per month here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Rich is coming up with a look at local news headlines. But before we do that, a traffic update with Jim is next.